This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, second and third segments, we are going to be having Philip B. Haney with us, founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, the DHS. He will be up with us to bat second and third segments on today's show. With that said, let's cover what we can cover in the meantime. Getting into positions of power is all part of the Muslims' goal to enforce Sharia law. Now, this all coincides with the 90 Muslims in the United States of America that are running for public office, okay? Getting into positions of power is all a part of the Muslims' goal to enforce Sharia law. Muslims don't want to assimilate. They want to take over. They do not want to be your friend. They want to kill you. There is no such thing as a moderate Muslim, and there never will be. If we do not speak out, educate people, and vote against these people, this will no longer be America. This is all said by Deplorable Kel on her website, if you'd like to check it out. Now, friends, I got a question for you. So, and lest you believe that maybe, Bradley Dean, why are you picking on these people? I'm not picking on these people. It was like when someone said to me, Bradley, why are you constantly going after Barack Hussein Obama? I had to set the record straight and say, wait a second, I'm not going after Barack Obama. I'm not going after the Muslims. I'm not going after those that are violating the law, friends. I'm protecting myself from them that are attacking me. Let's put this into perspective, okay? So, with that said, I got a question for you. Who are the Amorites? Who are the Hittites? Who are the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites? Who are they, friends? Who are the Amalekites? And folks, I could sit here for the next hour just naming you names of the certain groups of people in the Bible that were opposed to God and righteousness. Okay? So I just told you my question. I gave you the answer to my question. I just gave you an exclamation point to the question mark. Who are these people? Folks, there's a righteous people and there's a wicked people. And the difference is we need to take the time to make distinction as to who the righteous people are and who the wicked are. And no matter how many times I get on this radio program and give you quotes, folks, directly from them of the Muslims talking about how they want to infiltrate, how many times they've been exposed for their Hamas tie tears, their terror ties, forgive me, and their fundings, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. People still act like I'm talking about a third world country. Or what about the 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America? How come we're not talking about that? How come that's all being done stealth-like, covert-like, friends? How come this is not out in the open? Well, I want to go back, take a step, because I want people to understand that there is no coexisting with people that follow such a religion. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. Also, when you read Judges 5:8, you will find that the Bible tells us that when there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. And I'm absolutely humored over and over and over again when I drive down the street and I see people with these stickers that say coexist. Really? Coexist? I mean, has anybody taken the time to read the Quran? Has anybody taken the time to read their history, which exposes the very people that I'm highlighting even now? Because when we go back, friends, to the founding days, the founding era, during the Revolutionary War, concerning our forefathers and what it is that they established, did you know that the Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office was, I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore? Maybe that's why today in the present, those that serve we the people still put their hands on the Bible and swear to God and man that they will uphold the laws found within that Bible, which ally themselves on common law, friends, in the United States, the Mosaic Institution, where our enumerated laws are found and extracted from, namely that Bible, 34% of them, by the way. Did you know that Pennsylvania's Constitution states, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked? Maybe this is why Moses and the Ten Commandments are above the Supreme Court chambers. Maybe when you look across civil buildings in the United States of America, maybe that's why you see Moses everywhere and John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone and their quotes inscripted on these buildings throughout the United States of America. When you go to Massachusetts, that constitution is along the same lines. If you go to North Carolina's constitution, it says, no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within the state. Wow. I didn't know that, Bradley. I know that's why we're here. That's why we're here. Folks, you have 90 Muslims in the United States of America running for public office. Sharia law is incompatible with we the people in our Constitution. I want to tell you this, folks. You are under siege. There's no doubt about it. There is a conquest rolling out even now as we speak. And the American people who sit back and stand back and watch this take place in their country have the audacity to ask the question, why is this happening? Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, because it will tell you to a T as to where we're at in this country and why we're in trouble. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 when you get a moment. And going back to Leviticus, go to 26, verse 15 and start there. Folks, what's going on in your country? Did you know that the court said back in the time of the Revolution and shortly thereafter in 1811, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends to manifestly to the dissolution of civil government? What's been underway for the last 60 and 65 years in this country, America? Incrementally, slowly, through a siege. And Americans, we can blame nobody but ourselves for what we have tolerated. Are we in trouble? Well, I guess we're going to find out because we're going to pull up Philip Haney, founding a member of the Department of Homeland Security. If you'd like to ask him any questions, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're going to come back with founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, the DHS, in March of 2003. And we're going to ask him, goodness sakes, brother, what's happening in America today? 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866 233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just received a text out of Dallas, Texas, relaying the message that 1530 a.m. in Minneapolis, there's something strange going on with the stream. I thought the timing was impeccable. And why do I say that? Well, we have none other than Philip Haney, founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, online with us, author of See Something, Say Nothing, a best-selling expose on the Obama administration, and the submission to the goals and policies of the Muslim Brotherhood, as well as other Islamic groups operating here in America and around the world. Welcome to the show, Philip. If I spend any more time on your bio, I'm going to spend the next two segments just highlighting your achievements. You're very accomplished, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today.
Thank you for joining us on such a short notice once again. And with that said, Philip, there's such a plethora of information, of history on you, Philip, that to say, let's start here, I don't even know what to say, but let's do this. Let's go back to September 11th, and let's just talk about how the Homeland Security was developed and what was the reason Homeland Security was developed, just to kind of lay it out and what this is all predicated upon, please.
Well, the premise was that we needed a unified law enforcement approach to counterterrorism, and that rather than having separate agencies, that they would be all combined into one agency, and that would be called the Department of Homeland Security. And it began to be put together in March of 2002, but it took about a year for all the pieces to be put in place. And in March of 2003, it was formally inaugurated, and that's how I became a founding member of the agency. I was literally there from the very first day, which is important as we go along. Why I say that, because I wasn't an outside observer, meaning and I didn't merge in to the traffic lanes 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. I was there from the literal very first day. I saw what the agency was created for, what our original founding mandate was, and I, over time, saw what it finally became, which was way off the road, way, way far away from what we were originally founded to do.
How long did it take that turn or that reversal to take effect? Did this start transpiring under that of Barack Hussein Obama, or did you see this during the latter years of George W. Bush?
Exactly right. The last half of George Bush's second term, I'd say mid-summer of 2006, is when it started emerging like a submarine up out of the deeper water. And that was the first time that my chain of command came after me, was for investigating Hamas. I think we all know who Hamas is. And I wrote an open source article called Green Tide Rising without any use of classified information at all. It was based on the election that took place in February of 2006 when Hamas was elected to take over government of Gaza. And I was turned in by the CIA. They accused me of unethical use of classified information, and my own agency, Customs and Border Protection, under DHS, investigated me and asked me every kind of conceivable question you can think of. All the while, remember now, Hamas is already a designated terrorist group, and that we're an agency that was founded to protect America from terrorism. So you tell me why they would investigate me for writing an open source article about a globally designated terrorist group. But they did. That really happened. That was 06.
I would say that was very telling, as a matter of fact. Interesting that you would tell us, because this I did not know, that it began to go the opposite direction as to what it was intended for during the latter years of George W. Bush. It kind of reminds me, Philip, of General Wesley Clark. After September 11th, they did not know who to attack. And Wesley Clark kind of chuckled it off. You can go online and watch this, as a matter of fact. And he said, well, we're going to go after Iraq because we have a military that can go and conquer nations. And then they named five other nations along with Iraq. And so they as things transpired, they began to just pick and choose as to what they were going to do and to basically blame other countries and the countries that they wanted to blame. And it was also interesting that General Wesley Clark said concerning that point that if there was no oil presence there, we wouldn't have our military there. But that aside, and going fast forward, did things begin to spin out of control with Homeland Security once Barack Hussein Obama was put into place?
Yes. It went from first gear to overdrive very quickly. November of 2008, of course, is when the election was held, and November of 2008 was also a major turning point. And from a law enforcement officer's perspective in how we handled counterterrorism, and that was the conclusion of the Holy Land Foundation trial, which remains to this day the largest counterterrorism trial that's ever been held here in America. And we proved irrefutably in federal court with the DOJ in Dallas, Texas, that there was a network of organizations and individuals who that were taking money from the local mosque, funneling into the organization and giving it to Hamas directly overseas. And this was called the Holy Land Foundation trial. There were five individuals who were indicted and found guilty on 102 counts of providing financial support to a globally designated terrorist organization. And along with them, there were, let's say, 150 other affiliated individuals and organizations. And this is where it gets really serious. Those other organizations include ones that our current candidate on the Democratic side for Attorney General is still affiliated with to this very day. And I'm talking the Council on American Islamic Relations, other groups like the Islamic Society of North America, North American Islamic Trust. They're still operating today. And I think everybody listening to your show probably knows a lot about CARE because they're constantly in the press. They just released a report yesterday, no, Tuesday, attacking the basic core structure of the conservative movement within Minnesota, calling them racists and bigots. Mm-hmm. And this organization should have been, by rights, shut down 10 years ago by the federal government. But when President Obama came in, he not only failed to shut these down and go to the second phase of the Holy Land trial, which was the original plan, he did just the opposite. He brought the individuals that were leaders of these organizations into positions of influence and authority within the federal government. And that's where the head-on collision began, between law enforcement officers like myself, armed federal law enforcement counterterrorism specialists, who were encountering the very individuals that they were supposed to be investigating, who had been brought into positions of influence and authority within the federal government. That is like the, you know, the collision, the clash of the titans. And it created chaos and havoc within law enforcement. And we're still recovering from it to this very day.
Recovering. Because I was going to bring that up, but I was kind of going to let this roll out a little bit longer. I'm just curious, because what we're seeing today, Philip, is said mayors, if you look at constitutional U.S. federal code, you'll see that they're actually felons that are drawing these people into their prospective cities illegally all across the United States of America. We also have, not only that being said, but we also have 35 jihadi camps, according to CNN in 2009 and Fox News, Sean Hannity reported that there was 35 jihadi camps on American soil back in 2009, and yet nobody's talking about this, and it seems more than not that the CIA-controlled media is giving cover to those that mean to destroy this country. What say you?
I say, when you were talking, you reminded me of a verse in the Bible, Matthew, I believe. Unto whom will I liken this generation? You are like children who play in the marketplace, but you will not dance. Or who sing a sad song and will not mourn. It doesn't matter what tune they played in the marketplace. They had no intention of dancing. It doesn't matter what piece of information you lay on the table. Whether it's just as irrefutably proven black and white, there it is right in front of you, or it's something a little bit more abstract or a little bit not quite as clear cut, a little fuzzier. It doesn't matter, because up to now, at least, the whole structure, with a few exceptions, of the federal government, both the executive and the legislative branch, have absolutely refused to respond to whatever tune that law enforcement specialists might try to play, and disregard it no matter how we put it. It doesn't matter how we put the evidence. They will not respond to it, period. At least
we're going to take a quick break. We got Philip Haney, founding member of Department of Homeland Security. We'll be right back on the other side.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss the journalist who was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Pompeo then spoke about the United States' next step.
We just are going to allow the process to move forward, allow the facts to unfold, And as they unfold, as we make a determination for ourselves about what happened there based on the facts that are presented to us, the United States will determine what the appropriate response might be.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also canceled a trip to Saudi Arabia next week. President Trump threatened to order the U.S. military to close the southern border with Mexico. The president made those comments as a caravan of Central American illegal aliens are trying to reach the United States. The National Transportation Safety Board said accidents are up in states where recreational marijuana is now legal. The report also found that more people are being pulled over for drug driving. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking with Philip B. Haney, founding member of the Department of Homeland Security. By the way, if you'd like to call in and talk to Phil at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Philip, you had just said right before the last break, the end of last segment, that no matter what piece of evidence you get, no matter what you lay out on the table, you said that these legislators, those in federal governments, and probably local as well, basically are stonewalling any evidence that you may have concerning those that are here in conquest of the United States of America. Can you reiterate that and expound a little bit, please, for us?
I'll start with mentioning that I've been to Congress 65 times. That's 6-5. Since the spring of 2012. So we're talking, how long is that? 6 years now? 10 times a year on average, a little more. Basically once a month. Giving every sort of briefing that you can imagine, in most cases classified. Laying it out in as linear and methodical and precise details I possibly could. And I always, almost always get what I call the patented look, the OMG moment, when at least for a few seconds or a few moments they see that it's real and that what people like myself are sharing, we're called subject matter experts within our field. That's an acronym used within the federal government, SMEs, that it's real. And this is their obligation. That's what they took the oath of office for. That's why they're really there in Washington, is to stand up for our Constitution and defend our country from threat, both foreign and domestic. And in virtually every single case, it would be something like, Mr. Haney, We need to protect you, and we need to protect your information. And then turn around and do exactly the opposite.
Yep.
And I really hate to say that, but unless we remedy the situation that led us to where we are today by standing on constitutional principles and law enforcement statutes, then it's inevitable that the same kind of thing, meaning attacks, are going to continue to happen until we do find the wherewithal and the courage to address it and identify it and call it for what it really is, which it seems very few people are willing to do.
Our founding forefather, the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into the United States, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. When you're sharing with us, Philip, that you were ostracized, you were suspect for doing your job by these agencies that have been put in place behind the guise of protecting the American people, which in fact are doing the opposite, I believe that's quite telling as to who's responsible for what's taking place on a global scale. I mean, we're seeing this not just in the United States of America. We're seeing this in Canada. We're seeing this in Europe. We're seeing the Muslims are being used on a global scale to dominate. And that's not way out there. I mean, this is what's really happening. And in the state of Minnesota, we're seeing this big time. We just had four Muslims. They gave their victory speeches in Arabic. Four of them won the primaries. One of them is Keith Ellison. One of them is Ilhan Omar, who's being called into question for ethics violations, misappropriations of funds, questions and allegations of her marrying her brother. What doesn't seem to hit with the American people is that it's happening here, Philip. And no matter how many times I reiterate the point that we're not talking about a third world country anymore. We're talking about what's taking place in the United States of America. And it seems that since September 11th, it's been the American people that have been labeled the terrorists more than the terrorists themselves, at least the terrorists that have been identified by the media over the last 17 years. Again, what say you?
I say that Islam is like water. It takes the shape of the glass that it's in. And that on average, you will find that people will get more upset that you even discuss this topic, just the mere discussion of it, than actually getting upset about anything that's happening, not only here in Minnesota or in America or on a global level. It doesn't even take 2 minutes to find out how many different kinds of conflicts are going on in different countries around the world because of the influence of Islam. And I've been here in the state for 6 weeks now, and I'm an outsider. I'm a former law enforcement officer. For me, it's as clear as a bright noon day, and I'm here to help participate in the political process and help people from Minnesota make the choice on this important election to put people in office who are actually going to stand up and defend the Constitution. If you look at it from that perspective, it should make the decision a whole lot easier. But I am hopeful. I don't want people to miss that. Because I do have the advantage of traveling all over the country and getting a, let's call it a 30,000-foot view. And yes, I'm in Minnesota, but I've been all over the country for the last 2.5 years. And I saw the red wave. I saw the underground current get stronger and stronger in the lead-up to the presidential election. And if anything, I feel that it's the same now, if not stronger, than it was in the lead-up to the presidential election. But if anybody's out there wondering what to do, question mark, like a butterfly flying around there in front of them, simply call the campaign office of one of the Republican candidates and ask them, what can I do? What would you like me to do? Hand something out, make phone calls, start with that. That's the simplest way to get involved. Because this is not something that happens every year or even every decade, friend. This is a generational moment. And we really do need to carpe diem, seize the moment, and get involved in the process in the next 3 weeks. That's what I'm here. That's what I'm motivated from. Yes, I am. I take it serious because for me, it's not theoretical. I know what it would be like to work under somebody like Keith Ellison, who's affiliated with the very same organizations that we started this conversation. I don't mean sort of or kind of. I mean directly. I already know what it's like as a cop to work under a chain of command with those kind of people at the top. And believe me, you don't want to find out. You really don't.
Let's take it to the present. Just recently, and I'm talking about over the last couple months here, we had a couple Muslims in New Mexico, heavily armed, training up 13 children. They found one young dead boy as well, with tunnels going into this compound in New Mexico. They were caught red-handed, and I guess the children were being raised up to commit jihad in public schools and against law enforcement in the United States of America. This is just in the last couple months. With that said, that is the tip of the iceberg concerning the potential for terrorism and terror attacks again in the United States of America. What has changed since Donald Trump has been there? Because what we found shortly thereafter, once they were exposed for who they were, it was the FBI that came in and destroyed all the evidence once they were uncovered. What's
just
different?
Like they did with when I was active duty. I thought of that immediately when I heard that they bulldozed the site. They did the same thing with the information, the intelligence information that myself and people like me put into our classified database. They went in with a IT bulldozer and removed it completely out of the databases. So they've been doing this kind of thing, like Hillary Clinton, you know, scrubbing 30,000 emails for quite some time now. But it happened inside the walls of the federal government before it ever broke out into the public, where we could see blatant displays of poor law enforcement, like bulldozing the compound, you know, so quickly. Why were they in such a hurry to obliterate everything? And what's more, the father of those individuals is Siraj Wahaj. He's a very well-known Salafi, pro-Sharia, anti-American kind of imam operating out of New York, who's closely affiliated, once again, with exactly the same organizations that I've already been talking about since the beginning. And why is it that they are always so eager to, like, erase the blackboard before we even get a chance to read anything on it, and then say, move on, move on? Yet, as bad as that might seem, it is actually better than it was.
It's better.
I'm
hopeful. You know, I'm with you, too. And, you know, I trust God is really what it comes down to. Philip, I have 2 minutes left with you, and I wanted to ask you your thoughts. Let me do this, because I've got you for two more minutes. What would you tell 103 outlets, affiliates across the United States of America? What is it that they need to know, and what is it that they need to do?
Well, since we're talking specifically about Minnesota right now, I would say everybody in the country that has a friend or connection to Minnesota, call them, text them, tweet them, and get them and encourage them to stay or get involved in the electoral process and make sure that we elect individuals who are going to represent not only the civil law of Minnesota, but the constitutional law of the federal government, and start protecting our borders. Because whatever happens in Minnesota is not going to stay in Minnesota. This isn't like Las Vegas. It's going to go everywhere. Now's the time to stand up and open a can of spinach like Popeye and get involved in the process. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it. You know, it's interesting. This is just running through me. It's interesting. These same said representatives are the one pulling, you know, these Muslims into the prospective cities illegally in many ways. They're also the ones trying to disarm the American people at the same time. But Philip Haney, founding member of Department of Homeland Security, how do we get a hold of you really quick?
Well, thirdrailtalk.com. That's a portal for me. Thirdrailtalk.com.
Thank you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We just had Philip Haney, founding member of the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, with us over the last two segments. And it's, if I would have just heard this interview, having not known the information that you just received, I'd be freaking out. And it's surreal to the American people. They don't want to believe that it's happening here. It is happening here. Since September 11, 2001, I've shared this with you a million times over. You, America, have been under attack. You, America, have been under conquest. Look what's taking place on a global scale. Okay, forget that. Let's take a closer look at what's happening in the United States of America. Halfway through George W. Bush's term, George W. Bush, reverses the whole purpose of Homeland Security. Philip Haney does his job. He's suspect by one of the agencies that have been created to give you the illusion that they're there to protect you, when in fact that's not the case at all. And also keep in mind that it was Harry S. Truman that said of the CIA that in 1947 he would have had nothing to do with it had he known that they would have been the modern version of Hitler's SS. What's happening, America? Philip Haney doing his job, reporting to his superiors as to the things that he's finding concerning terrorism and terroristic threats in the United States of America? And he's questioned to no end? He goes to the federal government, he goes to the Congress, and they have the OMG response, oh my God. Folks, you have these things taking place in the United States of America like that, what took place in New Mexico, that which took place in Valley Fair, that which took place at Crossroads in St. Cloud, Minnesota, when this Muslim walked in with a security outfit on, took two knives, one in each hand, and started stabbing people that said that Allah was not God or didn't agree that Allah was God. And he was shot down by a police officer that was off duty. Praise God for that. But the point is, friends, these people are being emboldened for a reason. What is it? We have jihadi camps in the United States of America. The media is not covering a word of it. When the crimes are committed, friends, they have to let it fade away before they actually tell you who the responsible party was, if they even do it then. You have the FBI coming in and destroying sites like that again, going back to New Mexico. Folks, you're under attack. I don't know what about that you don't understand. You're under siege. There's a conquest going on in this country under the guise of an administration that means to do you good. But yet we're not seeing judgment fall upon the heads of the wicked. And yet Isaiah 26:9 tells us that when the judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Where is that judgment that preserves our liberties? We're not seeing any of it. The media is distracting us by the charades and the circus of politics and the theater that they're playing out on a 24/7 basis, but they have you distracted from what's really taking place in your country. Well, say what you will. But again, one of the things that I've been fortunate enough to say over the last 20 years of ministry is, I told you so, and I don't like to say that, and I don't mean to be arrogant about it. I'm just saying sincerely, I'm trying to tell you what I know to be true. I know what I hear, and I know what I see. And God is faithful. Let's put it this way. God is very faithful to tell us what's going on. America is under systematic judgments, chastisements, afflictions, that you might turn back unto him, America. That's what's going on. But it's going to get hotter and hotter and more real on a daily basis. Because again, I told the gubernatorial candidate for a state this morning, he's a friend of mine, I told him this morning, I said, my friend, listen, God's going to get the people's attention one way or another. He is going to get your attention one way or another. And it doesn't have to be this way. Read 1 Kings 8 when you get a moment, friends, the whole thing. Read it slow. America, you need to repent. And it's not optional. Again, the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. Read Acts 20, verse 21 as well. Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. You have violated God's moral law, every single one of you, myself included. We need a Savior from our sin, friends, not a Savior to keep us in our sin and expect to go on with the things of God. Nope. Nope, that's not going to fly. It's not going to work. It never has and it never will be. When you seek the Lord with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, you will find him. He promises that. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13. America, it's on. It's real. And not only are these things taking place that Phil Haney was talking about in your backyard, just like a friend of mine said not too long ago, this is a problem, America, you're not going to be able to run from. They're coming, and they're coming in numbers, and they mean to conquer. And you need to ask your said representatives why they're standing down and shutting up, outside of the fact that I already can give you the answer to that statement. And to that question that you might ask them, because they're compromised, they're controlled, they're doing what they're told to do, because if they don't, then they're going to be exposed for the things, their compromises towards our law. You're in trouble. You're under siege. And we are talking about what's going on in your country today. Today. And take note to what Phil Haney said. Who it was that was destroying the evidence. Who it was that was turning the law against those that were doing their job. Who is it? It's the agencies that have been created since September 11th. But again, friends, that's all you have to do is study a little history. And you can see the model being played out again in your backyard. You are in it. You must respond. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, I think what's so incredible about the Sons of Liberty and our ministry and what we do is the fact that just like the topics that we're talking about here today on the radio show, we are bringing forth the truth of what is going on, not only, you know, in our particular state, but in America, and blowing the trumpet and saying we have a job to do. We all need to get involved. I can't tell you how many different channels we run on a daily basis, pouring our hearts to people, sharing the gospel message, bringing forth the truth, and working day in and day out to make sure that this message is heard across America. And for those of you who are listening and you say, I'm so happy that your ministry is there doing what you do. I'm so happy that you're sounding the trumpet. I don't hear this anywhere else. I don't hear this in my church. I don't hear this from the radio stations and programs. Thank you for what you do. We appreciate that. And we're glad that you're there. But we want you to take part with us in helping us to continue this mission so we can continue to bring forth this message of truth all over America. We're asking you, if you are listening to this radio program and you have been blessed by it, you've been convicted by it, you feel like, hey, I want to get behind this, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on our Spread the Word button. There you will find how you can become a part of our ministry by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And for our new listeners, because we're getting new affiliates all the time, for those of you just tuning in, the Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a program where you can support this work on a monthly basis. You choose whatever level of membership is right for you. All your donations are tax deductible, but more than that, you are taking part with us in bringing forth this message across America and doing good throughout the United States as well. Now, I want to give you this little note that I just received not too long ago from a listener of the radio program. He said, Bradley, thanks for all you do. I've been listening to your podcast on so-and-so for about a year now. After hearing your radio station in Park Falls, Wisconsin, God bless you and your family. Your wisdom is passed on to others, and I am in the link. And his name is Rob. There are people out there just like Rob who have picked up on the Sons of Liberty radio station for one reason or another. They're beginning to hear the truth and they're saying, hey, wow, I've been blessed by this. I want to support this. And they're beginning to jump on board. You know, sometimes it can be frustrating. I was just talking to a lady yesterday, and I was just pouring out my heart to as far as what we do and the channels we're running and how many people we're reaching and being spent kind of burning the candle at both ends. And I got this response that says, well, I don't think we can support you. You know, we're supporting these other things. And in looking and kind of comparing these other things that they're supporting, I'm thinking, boy, oh boy, I wish they was going more towards something that was actually making a dent, you know, doing something for good. Because a lot of ministries and organizations, they have, you know, nice slogans, things like that. But what are they actually doing? You know, Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. And we have the fruit of over 360 public high schools, thousands of events that we've done literally across this nation, a radio program that's growing. And we're asking you to join together with us in helping to support. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, scroll down, choose whatever level of membership is right for you. And again, we totally appreciate your support. God bless you all.
Love you what we love you what you do.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.